Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Taylor's in Cleveland. She's going to play this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Ready to play Chump Tui?
I am.
Good. Well, you begin the game. Start the game by asking Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Taylor.
There you go. Very good job. Now you have started the game. So for you or anybody else that is unfamiliar with the game, this is how the game works. You hear the door shutting. Jen is out of the room. She does not participate in this part of the game. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. She is keeping track of the score. You're going to answer 5 questions. There is a timer involved, and you need to answer within the timer, which is about 8 seconds. Once you're done answering those 5 questions, we're going to bring Jen back in. We're going to play a quick song so we can let her know that it's her turn to answer the questions. Then she comes into the studio. She answers the same 5 questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. That's exciting. You're going to get the mug. And you're going to be entered into Redemption Week. That's very exciting. If you lose, well, you can always come back and try to play again. If it's a tie, we will go to a tiebreaker, and that's how Chump Tui works.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Taylor. So let's begin. Ready, producer Stevie?
Yes.
Question number 1. Well, here we go again. I feel like I hear this all the time. This time it's Mel B. Teased that a Spice Girls reunion may happen for the group's 30th anniversary. She told the New York Post, and I quote, "I don't like to say anything, but anything can happen." My question to you is simple. Do you actually think a Spice Girl reunion will ever happen? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Question number 2. I'm like, I don't know if it's ever, they say this every year, 5 years or something.
The 30th anniversary sounds promising compared to others.
We'll see. Question number 2, Superman is coming to HBO Max this week, filmed right here in Northeast Ohio. You're going to be able to stream it beginning on Friday. That is exciting news. Which show that was a big winner from Sunday night's Emmys can be found on HBO Max?
I literally don't. Can I just guess?
Yeah, of course.
Superhero move? Superhero. We'll just say that.
Let's go. Question number 3. That's fine. Question number 3. Dancing with the Stars had a kickoff season 34 without Carrie Ann Inaba. Hours before showtime, she revealed on Instagram, and I quote, "I will not be at the show tonight as I am feeling quite under the weather," end quote. The contestants still hit the floor with the other 2 judges holding down the judges' table. My question to you, who are the other 2 judges this season on Dancing with the Stars?
Can I just guess again?
You can guess again. Absolutely. You just do it within the timer. Derek, absolutely.
Derek Huff and Bruno.
Okay.
Something with a T.
And that's right. That's all right. We'll go with question number 4. I know you're. I know. Even before the game, you were asking about how the game works or whatever. So I know we're getting through. You're doing a great job. Question number 4: The secretive wedding between Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco just got a little less secret. New details reveal that the couple will be tying the knot on September 27th, taking place in Santa Barbara at a private estate, and guests apparently going to be staying at a nearby hotel that's very affordable, $3,500 a night.
That's crazy.
What? All right. My question to you, the age difference between Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez, is it over or under 4 years?
Over or under? Can it be in the between?
Over or under over. 4 years difference between their ages? What do you think?
I'll say over.
Question number five. Robert Redford, one of the great leading men in Hollywood history, as a well-noted director and staunch advocate for independent film and the environment, the list goes on, passed away yesterday at the age of 89 years old. What was his character's name? Once again, speaking of Robert Redford, what was his character's name in the 1984 film The Natural?
Can I go with? I don't know.
That's okay. That's all right. You did well. We're going to see how well you did. Then we're going to bring Jen back in. She has to answer those same five questions. Trump Tui continues in just over 3 minutes. Let's continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, to see if it's back-to-back losses. Taylor of Cleveland, she did her job. Answer five questions. Jen's now back in the studio. Producer Stevie, let Taylor know how she did.
Taylor got three.
Oh, there you go, Taylor.
Good job, Taylor.
You did very, very well. So now, as I told you before, it's Jen's turn to answer these five questions. Now we're going to see how she does. And let's see if you can win that coffee mug. So question number one. Here we go again. This time it's Mel B. teasing that a Spice Girl reunion may happen during the group's 30th anniversary. She told the New York Post, and I quote, "I don't like to say anything, but anything can happen," end quote. My question to you, do you think a Spice Girl reunion will ever happen? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's what Taylor said. I don't know. You think so?
I do.
Do you think, Stevie?
But is it a reunion for new music, or is it like,
know.
Oh, we're going to perform our old stuff?
Yeah,
I think we're going to be let down. They're going to reunite, but I don't think it's going to be as big as you'd want.
What's,
I think they should just stay where they were, that it was great, and let's just let it go.
At this point in time, maybe. I guess we'll find out. Question number two, Superman coming to HBO Max this week, filmed right here in Northeast Ohio. It's exciting news. You're going to be able to stream it beginning this Friday. Which show that was a big winner from Sunday night's Emmys can be found on HBO Max?
Hacks? Or the studio, or the other one that was a big winner, which was the other one.
It was the other one.
Not Severance.
The Pit was the one I was looking for, because it won several awards.
Yeah, I feel like Hacks did too.
Won one. I did win several.
Fine.
Hacks was your. I could have had Hacks on
yeah,
there too.
Hannah won too.
Hannah won too, yeah.
No, I don't know. Now, I know The Pit was the
You're
big
right.
one.
You're right. No, Hex could have been on there, too, but I went with The Pit.
Cool, Tim.
Hear about that one. Got two more hours of the show.
Neat. Mm. I mean, it just feels like I have an argument.
You do have an argument.
You're just not going to accept it.
Hey, Stevie.
No.
We hired you a couple of years ago. You're the third person in the room. Should I give her Hex?
According to my answer sheet, that says The Pit, so...
Question number three, Dancing with the Stars had to kick off season 34 without, like, we're sweating.
I don't know how many Hacks won.
I know.
You didn't say, like, actors or actresses that won in honor of, so
but
I don't
they
know.
Count that for the show.
You know, Jen, I agree with both of you.
Stevie, that is very on you. You always take a side, I feel like.
Won two Emmys.
And then how many did The Pit win?
Like five or six.
Yeah. Several, yeah. I feel like, is more than two.
I was just looking it up because I think it's
like
a great argument. I don't want to be wrong
two
on that.
Two is a couple. Past that, several.
Several. All right. Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't get it. I get it.
Question
fine.
Number
two. Fine. I'll let it go on air.
I'm leaving the mics on till 10.
Or right, maybe we
expect
could,
no music.
Give her the point.
Question number three. Dancing with the Stars had to kick off season 34 without Carrie Ann Inaba.
Don't.
Hours before showtime, she revealed on Instagram why they do. And I quote, "I will not be at the show tonight. I am feeling quite under the weather," end of quote. The contestants still hit the floor, with the other two judges still holding down the judges' table. Who are the other two judges this season on Dancing with the Stars?
Derek Huff and Bruno Tonioli. Is it Bruno? Oh, thank God.
I would have also taken Hacks. Question number four. The Secret of Wedding. Secret of Wedding. She has her hand on her hip. That's not a good sign.
No.
Body language, not a good sign. The secret of wedding between Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco just got a little less secret. You going to go? New details revealed that the couple is going to be tying the knot on September 27th. taking place in Santa Barbara at a private estate, and guests will be staying at a nearby hotel, reportedly running $3,500 a night. So there you go.
Are they going to pay for relatives coming in that, like, you know, maybe don't have $3,500 for a hotel?
Nope, could hit that Super 8. The age difference.
I think that they should cover the cost.
They should. The age difference between Benny and Selena is over or under 3 years.
Over.
It is over. I would have also accepted Hex.
Of course you
Question
would have.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, no.
Stevie, that's neat. Great. That is neat. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So if you would have hit two, you probably would have been good.
Right.
Number question.
Are you going to accept Hex for this one too or no?
Question number five.
Yes, we'll see.
Stay tuned. Question number five, Robert Redford, one of the great leading men in Hollywood history, as well as a noted director, a staunch advocate for independent film and the environment, passed away yesterday at the age of 89 years old. What was his character's name?
Oh, God.
In the 1984 film, The Natural.
I mean, it was Bobby.
It was actually Hax. Henry Hax.
No, it was not.
It was Roy Hobbs.
I don't know.
All right. So what are the final totals?
We're tied at three.
Sweating.
Neat.
My hands are sweating. So this is what's going to happen now, Taylor. As I mentioned before, we're going to go to a tiebreaker question. We're going to look for the closest to the actual number without going over. Okay, Taylor?
Okay.
So the timer is still involved. You need to answer within the timer. Jen is going to write down her answer at the same time to keep things fair. Closest to the actual number without going over. I'm going to go back to question number four. I want to know Benny Blanco's age. Closest to his age, closest to that number without going over. Here's the timer.
Do I just say it?
Yep.
37.
Gentui?
I said 34.
He is 37 years old.
Is he really? Wow. You hit it on the nose. Way to go, Taylor. You did it. You trumped me.
Thank you.
This is the worst thing ever. If it would have been, it all came down to Hex.
It feels like
I mean,
Hex.
It's great for Taylor and it's back.
Yes.
To back losses, which means it could be back.
Stop.
To back.
Just, you're making it
to
worse.
To back losses
you're
at 8:35. I have to leave the studio. I don't know. So you're going to get the mug. You're also invited for during Redemption Week in November. Congratulations. So
awesome.
Now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name's Taylor from Cleveland, Ohio, and I trumped Tui.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lisa's in Vermillion trying to make it back. To back. Losses on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
All right, let's play around with Trump Tui. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Lisa.
Okay.
Hope your questions are better than mine, Stevie.
Guess we'll find
Still
out.
Taking that heat from earlier.
This time yesterday, mine were random, so.
That's right. Yours were random.
I don't know
or mine
what
before
that means.
Yesterday. Something going on, yeah. So we'll see. You know how the game works, Lisa. We're going to ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. You answer them to the best of your ability. When you're done, we'll play a quick song. Grab Jen, bring her back in, ask her the same five questions, and we'll see if you win the game. Here we go. Question number one. James Cameron has revealed that he is still working on a new Terminator project despite being busy with the Avatar films, but he's struggling with writer's block. James Cameron's most famous movie is generally considered to be Titanic. Our question to you, have you ever seen this iconic film, yes or no?
Yes, I have.
Ragger.
You like how I worded that for you?
I know you did. I've
just
never
for
seen
you.
It. Still.
Iconic.
Never.
Most popular.
I see how you did that. Mm-hmm. I see how you did. Question number two. TikTok stars Dixie and Charlie D'Amelio, their animated franchise Squeaky and Roy, is expanding to Roblox. All right. The game is called Dress Up BFF and is described as a softer, funnier, and less serious take on the popular dress-up game genre. Does Charlie D'Amelio, have over or under 150 million followers on TikTok?
Over.
Question number three. Popeyes teaming up with Hot Ones, the popular YouTube hit series, to add three new items to the menu. So you have sizzling sriracha dippers, smoking Rojo sandwich, and the last dab ghost wings. On Hot Ones, what food do celebrities eat while answering questions?
Hot wings.
Question number four. Paul Mescal opened up about his relationship with singer-songwriter Gracie Abrams. In an interview with Rolling Stone, he called it deeply precious and something he wants to protect. Now, Paul Mescal was crowned as this term used for a male celebrity who is subject of widespread affection and desire from a large online fan base.
Daddy?
Question number five. Miley Cyrus just surprised everybody by teasing her brand new track Secrets on her socials. Fans are losing it. Our question to you, in the series Hannah Montana, what is the name of Miley's pet horse?
Jeez. Spot. I have no idea.
That's right. We're going to go with Spot as the answer to question number five. We're going to see how you did next. You're making me want to end the show with a horrible app suggestion by producer Stevie. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
First of all, you're
maybe
wrong.
The worst game I've ever downloaded on my phone.
You have never been more wrong. That is the wrongest of wrongs.
I love Stevie to death. This game stinks.
It's a fantastic game.
All right, it's Lisa Vermillion playing. We're right in the middle of Trump Tui. I really can't believe that you even suggested to download this game. It was on and off my phone.
It's one
quickly.
Of my favorites, Stevie.
You just don't know how to play it, so you're blaming it on me.
Maybe. No, I'm not blaming. I'm just saying.
And you don't do much playing. It's really a loose game.
It is loose. And it's relaxing. And you definitely. I agree with you, Stevie. He doesn't know how to play.
How did Lisa do?
Doing something wrong.
Lisa got three.
Good job, Lisa.
There you go, Lisa. Sorry about that, Lisa. I didn't mean to distract. I just, you know. The mood hit me. All right. Five questions now. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Beginning with James Cameron. He's revealed that he's still working on a new Terminator project, despite being busy with the Avatar films, but he's struggling with writer's block. James Cameron's most famous movie, arguably, is generally...
That wasn't in there. Just most famous movie is... Continue.
James Cameron's most famous movie is generally considered to be Titanic. Have you seen this iconic film?
Of course. Yes, I have.
So did Lisa.
Lisa also saw it.
Everyone has seen it.
I have not seen it.
Great, Lisa.
I have not seen that.
We are familiar.
Question number two. TikTok stars Dixie and Charlie D'Amelio, their animated franchise Squeaky and Roy, is expanding to Roblox. So the game is called Dress Up BFF, and it's described as a softer, funnier, and less serious take on the popular dress-up game genre. Does Charlie D'Amelio have over or under 150 million followers on TikTok?
Over.
It is over. Question number three, Popeyes teaming up with Hot Ones, the popular YouTube hit series. It is going to add three new items to the menu. Sizzling sriracha dippers, smoking Rojo sandwich, and the last dab ghost wings. On Hot Ones, what food do celebrities eat while answering questions?
Chicken wings.
It is chicken wings.
Thanks for the dab when you said that.
Question
nice
number four,
visual.
Paul Mescal. Opened up about his relationship with singer-songwriter Gracie Abrams in an interview with Rolling Stone, calling it deeply precious and something that he really wants to protect. Oh, sorry. He wants to protect. Really wasn't in the question. I want to make sure I'm reading it correctly.
He doesn't really want to protect.
No, he just wants to protect.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal was crowned as this term used for a male celebrity who is subject of widespread affection and desire from a large online fan base.
I don't know. I don't want to say what I think it is.
Lisa, what was your guess?
Daddy.
I was going to say Zaddy. Is that it? No?
Internet boyfriend.
Oh.
That's the more pure version. He
yes.
is the pure version of that.
Okay.
He's like the cute one, you know? Not the hot one.
Well, yeah. That's why I didn't want to say my answer, yet I still
right. said I like, it. Very rarely do you go, oh, for an answer.
I know.
Like, I can't believe
I was
there
like,
was
I have no other option.
You just sat there stoying because I am not going to do that. We're going to go to question number 5.
And Jen, you do have to get this one or we have a tiebreaker question.
Stevie, great news. Thank you.
Sorry about this question.
Miley Cyrus
just
surprised everyone by teasing her brand new track, Secrets. Mm-hmm. She teased it on her socials and fans are losing it. In the series Hannah Montana.
Oh, God.
What is the name of Miley's pet horse?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Horsey poo. It's Lulu.
It's actually Daddy.
Don't say that.
Don't do that to the horse.
I'm in that voice.
Come here, Daddy.
No, yes, okay.
you make it worse. You make it worse.
You really do. Like, you go next level bad.
I'm just saying if you're trying to get the horse here.
Nobody would say it like that. To a horse.
Daddy.
Stop. What is the answer, Stevie?
Blue jeans.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to a tiebreaker. Just stop. God.
Oh, where are we? I don't even... Tiebreaker?
Yeah, we are tied at 3.
All right, so this is how the...
Get this over with. This is, every bit of this.
Daddy the... Okay. Daddy the pet horse.
Stop.
Oh, please. Anybody have a pet horse named Daddy?
Don't,
please DM us.
Sure
all right. We're going to a tiebreaker question. My eyes are watering. I don't know why I find that so funny. All right. So we're going to go back to question number 3. Once again, closest to the actual number without going over is today's winner. The timer is still involved. Lisa, you have to answer within the timer. Jen's going to write down her answer. The most popular episode on YouTube of Hot Ones was with Gordon Ramsay. How many total views did that episode have on YouTube? How many total views did that episode have on YouTube? Here's your timer.
200 million.
200 million. Jen Tui.
I said 250 million.
It had 202 million views.
Wow, good.
The most popular
job.
Episode.
Good job, Lisa. You did it. You trumped me.
Oh.
Thank you. And let me tell you what I'm going to do with your cup that I'm going to get.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I work at a restaurant. No, I work at a restaurant that we have different mugs that we give to customers to drink out of. And I'm going to have that mug every day. I'm going to give it to a new customer.
Oh, that's so fun. You'll have to send us pictures.
Yeah, we need to name the restaurant off the air. That'd be amazing. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Lisa from Vermilion, and I just trumped Tui.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.